almost ruined the surprise. Don't even think about opening your door yet. No, why? Darling, I need to speak to you first. Why did it take you so long to answer my call? It seems you have an affinity for not answering me when it's due. Oh, darling. You know I've missed you. Why am I calling you? Baby, I thought we could take this time to make something happen. You know, last week on Valentine's Day, I was touching myself, thinking about you. I couldn't get enough.
Why are you yelling? I didn't say anything wrong. You're acting like I'm crazy. And you're acting like you don't want this.
Oh. Denial. Beautiful, isn't it? Go ahead, darling. Finish unlocking that front door of yours.
Was really fucked up. Dude, I just hit your head with this metal bowl. I told you not to come in and ruin the surprise.
And here you are.
Wait, are you passing out? Oh my god. Wait, wake up. Holy shit. You're waking up. Holy fuck. Oh my god. You know what? I thought you were gone. Not gonna lie to ya.
Well, don't worry, don't worry.
Stop moving. You can't move, silly. You're tied up. You know, Scout's honor. I can tie a good rope.
Don't worry about it. Oh. Yes, why do I sound like this?
You had a bottle, right? A bottle of Merlot chilling in the fridge. And I decided to, I don't know, take it upon myself. As you know, I thought I was going to prison for life. I thought I just killed someone, you know? Like, why not drink? Just a little bit, my last hurrah. But, sweetie, you unfortunately ruined dinner. Just like you ruin everything else, from our relationship to, well, this dinner. I made a mean shrimp Alfredo, and you had to go and pass out for 2 hours. Now it's all soggy and cold, and, well, it's up to you if you want to reheat it. I see you don't have an air fryer, so I really wouldn't recommend it. You know, babe, I tried getting you to buy one, and we're like, no, I didn't need it. And it's, you never listen to me. But now you have my undivided attention. How did I get in? Your landlord still hasn't fixed that window.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wriggled my way in like a worm, you know? And it so happens I found my way into the apple. With that being said, I saw you last week. Yes. Last week on Valentine's Day. I saw you. You know,
at our favorite little Chinese buffet we always go to.
I knew it'd be like a half off buffet because I, you know, showed you that last Valentine's Day, mind you. And, you were there with someone. And, well, that boggled the brain, you see. And I see you've been ignoring my text. So, I set my sights for something more intuitive, more determined. You see, dear, I didn't know you were able to move on so quickly. It's quite frightening, quite destroying to my mind, body, and soul. Now you see, I did a bit of research, as I am bored and bemused with my situation. Come to find out that HR wouldn't be happy with the relationship, wouldn't they? Quit moving, silly. Your coworker, seriously. You don't jar me for an idiot, but here we are. The cat caught the mouse. And your tongue, apparently. I'm just simply disappointed with your new finding. How could you ignore someone such as me? Someone you promised to fill up till the end of time. You remember that? You're blushing. You just can't help yourself. Or maybe that's me just saying things. Look at those lips quiver. How delicious. You bit me! How dare you? Are you fucking kidding me? Well, it actually kind of felt nice. Wait, I didn't mean to hit you. I mean, I was like really surprised. It didn't feel too bad. You did that on purpose, and you did that maliciously, so you deserve to be slapped. Don't worry about it. Oh, here we go. The blame game. I'm too crazy. I get like this, and I freak you out. But all I want is for you to come inside me and choke me? I don't understand. I'm not really understanding the problem if I'm letting you do the dominating, no? But it seems I had to take matters into my own hands. You know why I'm here. You know how much I loved you. How much I think you're perfect. And how I want your seed inside of me. So, baby, you're going to give me a baby. As a late, I don't know, Valentine's gift. What's that look in your eye? You seem very scared. Oh, darling, I'm not gonna do anything to you that you simply don't recognize. Maybe for hitting you, I can give your head a kiss? Kiss the boo-boo away? Oh, sweetie. That's not the head I was talking about. Aww. Let's take those pants off of you. I know you just came back from a long day at work. Quit struggling, please. It's actually embarrassing to watch.
Oh my gosh. Is that a stain? Be honest.
Is that pre-cum, darling? Oh, I love feeling your cock inside of your boxers. I've missed this feeling. Why? Why would you deny me of this? You know she doesn't appreciate it in the same way.
Or has she even had the chance?
Mm-hmm. It stood right up. Oh. So good. Oh, yeah. You know I love touching it, darling. Already. I can use this pre-cum, this fucking lube. And you love it. Oh, God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I can feel your hips bucking into my fucking hand. Are you serious? You needed this, and you denied me? You denied help? Oh, darling. Do you want me to kiss that boo-boo now? It's so tasty. Now that your pre-cum is surrounded in a... I can't get enough. I need a deep throat. Swallow it like that. I miss this baby. Finally ride that cum out of you. Oh, sweetie, I didn't say you were gonna cum in my mouth. We can do that next time. Oh, fuck. Get these pants off of me. Oh, you feel how wet I am? Can you feel by your tip how wet I am for you? Oh, fuck. Baby, I can't take it. I need you to give me a baby, please. Please. Yes. I love riding this cock. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Yes, baby. Please. Please, fuck. Are you bucking your hips into me? Oh, fuck. Yes, I know how much you wanted this. I know how much you needed this, baby. Oh, I love you. I love you. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I could. Deeper with each fucking slap. Oh, baby. Oh, yes, you love it. Quicker. Yes, darling. I'm gonna, wait. You're close to. Yes, I'm gonna. Oh, you're filling me up. Did you ever leave me? Hey, could you not tell my parole officer about this?